Hello, good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Tim in the Morning. A little bit of a surprise here for you today. Tim is away for a few days, so my name is Amber, and I'll be sitting in for him. I hope you guys are all ready for the show, and I'm going to do my very best not to mess it up for you. And hopefully you'll tune in again tomorrow morning. So, now normally I think that Tim starts with the weather. So, in the Creston Valley on this lovely crisp morning, we are at -1 and it is a little bit cloudy out. But that's okay. Maybe they'll go away a little bit later. Good thing, because this afternoon is supposed to be a good time. Okay, so we have a couple of good songs queued up for you today that are just going to start all on their own because they feel like it. So we'll let that one go there. It's Steve Tyler and Joe Perry, I'm a King Bee. And this is from 2004 off the Lightning in a Bottle Salute to the Blues album. Okay, this is I'm a King Bee on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, that was a pretty good song, eh? I don't know about you guys, but I think Steven Tyler has a really neat-sounding voice. So, the next song I have ready for you is by Sean Mullins, Lonesome I Know You Too Well, on South Kootenai Radio.
It's 3 a.m. and snakes have moved in. I'm playing to four drunks and me. But the beer is cold and the memory's old. And the lights are so bright I can't see. I know you too well. You ring in my ears just like a bell. And you're hollow like a dark empty well. Lonesome, I know you too well. Time stands still. Sometimes it spins like a wheel whenever I see her around. Oh, but she doesn't know, and I'll never show. There's too many eyes in this town. Too well, you ring in my ears just like a bell, and you're hollow like a dark empty well. Lonesome, I know you too well. It's 3 a.m. and the snakes have moved in.
Thank you.
Okay. And are you ready to learn something about Canada? I think it's that time. Okay, so today, on this day in Canadian history, out of Ottawa, Ontario, Winston Spencer Churchill arrives in Ottawa after his talks with President Roosevelt over the strategy to win the war with Germany, which I believe worked out. And we have a birthday from today, Stephen Butler Leacock, humorist, economist, born on this day in Swanmore, Hampshire, England, 1869. He died in Toronto, March 28th, 1944. He was taken to Canada at age 6 to settle on a farm near Sutton, Ontario. Leacock attended Upper Canada College at and the University of Toronto, and then he taught at the UCC from 1889 to 1899. After graduate work at the University of Chicago, he went to McGill University, where he was professor of economics from 1908 to 1936. He's the author of over 60 books of humor and economics, plus biographies of Mark Twain and Charles Dickens. Also in, it is his birthday, 1961, Ben Johnson, track and field sprinter, was born on this day in Jamaica. Johnson set the 100-meter world record of 9.83 seconds in the 100-meter, but he had to forfeit his gold medal for failing a drug test. In 87, his world record was revoked, and in 89, he admitted steroid use. Bummer. So in 1981, actually, Wayne Gretzky scores 5 goals in Edmonton, including his 50th of the season into an empty net, leading the Oilers to a 7-5 victory over the Philadelphia Flyers. Scoring his only his 39th game of the season, Gretzky becomes the first player to reach the mark in fewer than 50 games, shattering Maurice Richard's NHL record. Pretty good. Gretzky's a good guy. And let's see what else we have here. Linda Thom, pistol shooting champion, was born in 1943. Thom took the gold medal in the sport pistol event at the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, winning a dramatic shoot-off against American Ruby Fox. Thom's was the first individual gold medal for Canada since 1956 and the first gold medal for a Canadian woman since the Summer of Games in 1928. Cool. And she retired in 87. I thought this one was cool. Lester Patrick, he was born 1883. He's an NHL player, coach, owner, and league official. He was born in Drummondville, Quebec, died June 1st, 1969 in Victoria, BC. Along with his brother Frank, Les Patrick helped set up professional ice hockey in Canada and promoted the expansion of the NHL Hockey League into the U.S. Patrick started his hockey career as a defenseman in Brandon and then played with the Montreal Wanderers and the Renfrew Mariners before heading to BC to serve as manager and playing captain of the Victoria team in the Pacific Coast Hockey League. He and Frank also built the first artificial ice arenas in Vancouver and Victoria. 1926, he managed the New York Rangers and led them to 3 Stanley Cups while setting up hockey's first major farm team system. Very cool. William Eberhardt was a politician born on this day in 1878 at Kippen, Ontario, died May 23, 1943. Bible Bill Eberhardt, I have a hard time with his last name, was Alberta's first Social Credit Party premier and served during and after the Great Depression. There's actually a high school in Calgary named after that guy. Okay, so do you have anything else that you feel like learning today? No, that was it. That's good. We've learned enough for one day, right? Okay, back to the music. What do we got? We need some good Monday morning tunes so you guys don't get bored sitting at your desk. Oh, I picked a good one for you. Free Fallin' by Tom Petty.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. We'll be right back. the vampires walking through the valley. Move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
That's a good South Kootenai Radio ID, hey? Okay, 8 o'clock, almost. I think we could get one more song in before that news crew comes barging through the door. So let's let her spin, South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah. City. See you next time. Ago, we was recording some little things, but I don't think, I don't know. I think we play something a little more familiar. Because I ain't came yet myself. I don't know about you, but I ain't.
All right. Foxy Lady on South Cooney Radio. I kind of like Tim being away, filling in for him. I get to pick everything I want to hear. It's great. So the, news crew has arrived. They are here. So let's let them have their 4 minutes 30 seconds and we'll be right back.
This is CBC News. I'm Karen Hauerluck. One of the most famous race car drivers in the world is in critical condition in hospital tonight. Retired Formula One champion Michael Schumacher had to have brain surgery today following a skiing accident in the French Alps. A statement from the Mirabel Resort says Schumacher, who was wearing a helmet, hit his head on a rock. It's not clear if he's still in a coma. Schumacher is 44. He is a 7-time Formula One champion. The Russian government has ordered extra security at airports and railway stations after a suicide bomb attack at the central station in Volgograd. At least 16 people were killed. Daniel Sanford reports.
The bomb went off at the line of X-ray machines and metal detectors found in most Russian railway stations and airports, a security measure designed to prevent exactly this sort of attack. The attack has reawakened old fears about security in the build-up to the Winter Olympics. The host city, Sochi, is right on the edge of Russia's troubled Caucasus republics and their long-running Islamist insurgency.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford reporting. A container ship that sent out a distress call off the coast of Newfoundland earlier today is now at anchor. The ship's crew is trying to figure out how to fix a gash in the hull. Earlier, a helicopter plucked 4 passengers off the ship. One of them was a very calm Richard Cumro.
Well, they were taken over in a helicopter. It was a great experience. experience, very professional. I loved it.
The ship is in a bay near the town of Portugal Cove South. Well, police were taking notes today at a funeral visitation in Montreal for reputed mob boss Vito Rizzuto. Rizzuto died last week of natural causes. He led a powerful criminal organization that reached beyond Canada's borders. Author Antonio Nicasso is an expert on organized crime and the mafia.
When Mr. Rizzuto was in jail, the victims were only on one side. After his return, many people that challenged his turf died in a violent way. So it's really interesting to see who's showing up, what kind of a criminal organization attended the event, to send a representative, just to see, to have a little bit of a clue of what's going on with the people on one side and people on the other side.
Rizzuto returned to Montreal after serving 6 years for his part in a triple murder. He was 67 when he died. The U.S. National Security Agency's secret collection of Americans' telephone calls appears to be headed to the Supreme Court. That's after conflicting opinions from two federal judges. The surveillance became public after being leaked by intelligence analyst Edward Snowden. And now there's word of more leaks. Nathan Ross reports.
The latest comes from a German news magazine that says the NSA has a team of elite hackers who intercept computer deliveries and, quote, get the ungettable. The magazine based its story on documents leaked by former government contractor Edward Snowden. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden says Snowden's leaks have made the NSA, quote, infinitely weaker. He then defended one surveillance program in question.
Our history as a people demand that we be alarmed, that we be concerned about this. But our concerns should be governed on the facts of the case and not the emotion of the case.
And the facts, he says, is that the phone data collected by the NSA is hardly touched and only used when there's a reasonable suspicion that it's associated with terrorism.
NPR's Nathan Roth. And finally, hydro crews in New Brunswick are facing a setback as they work to restore power to more than 4,000 customers after last weekend's ice storm. Heavy snow is hitting the province. Brent Staben speaks for NB Power.
If the effects of this storm are minimal, our intention right now is to have everyone reconnected, or the great majority of our customers reconnected by 10 p.m. On New Year's Eve. Let's just hope the storm doesn't impact things too greatly.
The weather was causing problems in Quebec as well. Snow and wind were causing sporadic outages. And in Toronto, where at last count 6,000 were without power, officials hope to have everyone back on the grid tonight. And that's the latest from CBC News.
Okay. Thank you very much, CBC. Very informative. All right, let's do the weather across Canada, shall we? It's currently minus one in Creston, BC. And then we go down to Vancouver. What do we have there? We have plus six in overcast. That's good. And then Calgary is currently sitting at minus 11. That's too cold. All right. And then Regina is after that. They are minus 26. Brr. That's even colder. Winnipeg, they are minus 30. Holy crow. So going east, not a good idea so far. Where do we got? We've got that greater Toronto area, and we have a snow fall warning. It says snow squall, but I'm pretty sure that it's snowfall. They're sitting at minus 17. And then we move all the way over into the Maritimes. Fredericton is minus 6. That's nice. But they also have a weather warning of where to go. They have a weather warning of something. Oh, storm watch. Okay, so if you're in Fredericton, heads up on that storm. It's good to know. And then all the way up to the North Shore in also New Brunswick, we have minus 8, and there's a wind chill warning there too. So make sure you put on your nice new scarves that we all got for Christmas. So I guess we need a couple more songs fit in before we do this day in rock and roll history. I have selected Digging a Hole by Big Sugar. And this came out in 1996 from their Hemivision album. I remember this one when it came out. And playing on South Cooney Radio. Big Sugar is really good, hey? I saw them do a live show in Calgary earlier this year. I believe it was April. And it was the only acoustic show they had ever done. It was totally awesome. I really loved it. And I would definitely see them again for sure. So, it is time now for this day in rock and roll history. Born on this day, 1928, Bo Diddley, guitarist and R&B singer. You Can't Judge a Book by a Cover is one of his hits. Okay, also born on this day was Mike Nesmith for the Monkees. He played vocals and guitar. And their number one single in the U.S. and U.K. was I'm a Believer. Also from the Monkees, vocals and guitarist as well, Davy Jones. Mike was born 1942 and Davy was 1945, so a little bit younger there. And then we have Clive Bunker, the drummer from Jethro Tull, born 1946. So my notes are sliding all over the place here. Okay, and then, so also on this day, the Rolling Stones performed in Studio 51, Soho, London, 1963, on the same bill as Jimmy Powell and the Five Dimensions, who featured a young Rod Stewart. In 1965, The Kinks, The Who, Manfred Mann, The Hollies, and Jerry and the Pacemakers all appeared on tonight's episode of TV pop show Shindig. The U.S. series featured British invasion bands and performers throughout its run. 1966, Pink Floyd and Soft Machine appeared at the UFO Presents Night Tripper at the Blarney Club, London, England. 1967, the Beatles scored their 15th U.S. number one with Hello, Goodbye. Gladys Knight and the Pips were number two with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And the Monkees were number three with Daydream Believer. 1968, Led Zeppelin, who were advertised then as Len Zeppelin, whoops, typo, appeared at the Gonzales University Gymnasium in Spokane on their first North American tour supporting Vanilla Fudge. In 1969, Peter Torkey quit the Monkees. Yay! 1970, Elvis Presley was given a private tour of the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. Elvis requested and he was given a permit to carry a gun in every U.S. state. 1972, Brownsville Station Shanana and Bruce Springsteen, who was opening act, all appeared at the Ohio Theater. Oh, it was this day in 1978 that Emerson, Lake, and Palmer announced their official breakup. Bummer. Okay, so let's play some tunes to go along with this. I have picked out a couple for you. We have a Bo Diddley song called Love Her Madly. This was not mentioned on the thing, but Bo Diddley was. All right, Love Her Madly, South Cooney Radio.
listening to South Kootenai Radio in the Creston Valley.
You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History on South Kootenai Radio.
7A. What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby?
Okay, so we had This Day in Rock and Roll History, and I played you Bo Diddley, Love Her Madly, Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Now, I know I told you before that it was Gladys Knight, but Marvin Gaye, I don't know, he just does it better, I think. And I'm at the controls, so you heard Marvin Gaye. There was also Hello Goodbye by the Beatles and How Many More Times by Led Zeppelin and Daydream Believer for the Monkees. And somehow the theme song for Rock and Roll History got missed. I can't imagine how that happened. So we're kind of running out of time. We could probably get in one more song before we do artist or album highlight. So let's do that one song before that has to start. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
A passion for the music. South Kootenai Radio.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. I think it was, but from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know? Johnny told his mama, hey mama, I'm going away. I'm gonna hit the big time, gonna be a big star someday, yeah. Mama came to the door with a teardrop in her eye. Johnny
said, don't cry, mama. Smiled and waved goodbye. Don't you know? To number one. Suddenly everyone loves to hear him sing a song. Watching the world go by, surprising it goes so fast. Johnny looked around him and said, well, I made the big time at last. Don't you know? Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Shooting Star by Bad Company. That's a good song too, hey? Sure is an awful lot of songs that are really long in this library. But that's okay, we don't mind, right? Okay, so it's time for Artist Highlight, or Album Highlight. I chose an artist, and of course, some of you that know me may already know who that might be. Elvis Presley. We mentioned him earlier in This Day in Rock and Roll History when he went through the FBI. He got a tour. Okay. He was born January 8, 1935 and died August 16, 1977. He's an American singer, musician, and actor, and one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century. He's often referred to as the King of Rock and Roll, or simply the King. Elvis was born in Tupelo, and his family moved to Memphis when he was 13. His music career began in 1954 at Sun Records. From Sun Records, he went to RCA, and Colonel Tom Parker managed Elvis for more than two decades. Two pretty good decades, I'd say. So I've picked a couple songs for you. Don't Be Cruel, Guitar Man, and Hound Dog. So let's hear them, shall we? Oh, let's not forget to mention that Artist Highlight, or Album Highlight, is brought to you by Golden Treasures at 1217 Canyon Street, downtown Creston. If you're ever downtown Creston, you cannot miss this building. There's some lovely artwork on the front that you will just enjoy. All right, here you go. Thanks for listening to South Cooney Radio.
I shop at Bedazzled for two reasons. Great merchandise and South Cooney Radio's playing throughout the store.
You know I can be fine sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I'm hoping I can make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
Around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be. or teddy bear.
Oh, but
oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
That was so good, isn't he? All right, well, that's the end of the show here for me. Now, I know that is maybe not quite as good as Tim usually does, but you're kind of stuck with me until he gets back. So if you would like to tune in again tomorrow morning, you can listen to Amber in the AM. All right, thanks for listening, you guys. And here's some more news, and then we'll carry on with our regularly scheduled programming on South Kootenai Radio.